Ah, this is a nightmare. It all started when I sold my parents a trip to Europe and I got one for free. That's when my troubles began, and that's when I met Amy.
Do you realize that according to the itinerary, we're missing the grave of Van Gogh?
Gesundheit. Can you believe she actually came all the way to Europe just to see a bunch of graves and museums?
Why did you come to Europe?
Well, I figured a place with 68 million women who couldn't understand a word I said couldn't be all bad.
And when the tour went bust, she didn't take it that well.
We are stranded in Europe. We have a pair of tickets that put only in Paris in 6 days, a city 500 miles away.
So we started walking. I mean, I thought we had some laughs along the way. She seemed to be loosening up a little bit. But I guess I was wrong, because she deserted me. Amy! So here I am, broke and alone in Spain. I just hope Mom and Dad are doing better than I am.
This is a nightmare. No sooner did Jason and I get to Paris than...
It's appendicitis, but we're taking you to the hospital. Everything's gonna be fine.
And all I've seen of this gorgeous city is...
Voila!
And the worst part? We can't have our anniversary dinner at Henri's. I'm just glad my folks are taking care of the kids back home.
Amy, stop mooing.
This is long distance, I'll make it quick, all right? We're in the hospital. Appendicitis, hers. Healing fine. Return flight the same.
Hey, this is great. You sound like you're calling from down the street. Can we try that thing where you drop the pin by the receiver and I see if I can hear it? Hello?
$14 a minute and he's playing games.
Jason, is Chrissy sleeping all right?
Yes. Why shouldn't she? She doesn't have to sleep in a chair.
So, what was so important he couldn't tell me?
Oh, nothing. Just that Mom's in the hospital with appendicitis.
What?
Ben! It's your plane and Grandma's trying to shoot the moon!
And I'm not going in there.
And so at this point, I don't know what's worse, having appendicitis or Jason trying to keep me entertained.
Show me that smile again. Hey, don't waste another minute.
Smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
We're nowhere near.
The best is ready to begin. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. As long as we keep on giving, we can take anything that comes our way. Maybe rain or shine, all the time, we got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Let's see, today I covered 27 kilometers, which is either 4 miles or 40 miles. Oh man, I'm never gonna make it to Paris in 3 days at this rate. I just hope Amy is having as much trouble as I am. Heck, I hope she's having more.
Are you sure you want to stay here?
Honey, what does my lower back pain matter as long as I'm cheering you up?
Jason, why don't you get a room?
Oh, what, honey? Come on. You're here and you're feeling miserable. Are you kidding? I'm going to stay right here and feel miserable, too.
Honey, there's no reason that we should both miss Paris.
Who's missing Paris? We're not missing Paris, honey. You had a croissant for dinner? And these nurses have all been very, very rude to us. There's nothing more French than that. You just close your eyes, you know, you can almost hear the sound of a concertina echoing across the sand.
All I can hear is my drip bag.
That's your problem. You can't visualize.
Jason, like I said, get a room.
Honey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go down to the gift shop tomorrow morning, and I'm going to buy postcards of every scenic place in this town. And then we're going to pretend we're there.
Sort of like last year's anniversary?
Yes.
Thank you for showing me why helmet laws are a good idea.
Let me go!
Amy!
Let me go!
Wait a minute, what am I saying? I can't stand her.
Treat it like this!
Amy, don't worry, I'm here.
You! Stay away!
Whatever she did, Officer Rio, she didn't mean it. Nada.
I do not know this Canadian.
Senor, this woman is my esposo. Esposo! Come home to the kids, honey.
That's insane! You just hold on your husband!
That's it. Play crazy.
I'm not playing!
Oh, whoa. I just kept you out of jail.
You jerk!
You're welcome.
I wanted to be arrested. At least it would have been a hot shower and a bed for the night.
What, are you crazy? You think they're going to take you to the Ritz? Look, you would have been lucky to get a dirt floor and a piece of dry bread.
Oh, yeah? And how does a guy who knows nothing about anything suddenly become an expert on Spanish jails?
Well, all right, I slept in one last night.
You got arrested?
Yeah, but unlike you, I did not want to be arrested. They accused me of stealing a chicken. Do you think that's funny?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay, fine. I'm not giving you any of the chicken.
I don't know which of us is more pathetic.
Yeah, well, at least I can get arrested, even when I don't want to.
Well, I'll give you that one.
Look, why are you so wet?
I was in the fountain.
What were you doing in there?
I wanted to get arrested. And at the very least, I thought I could cool off and get clean. I don't function well without proper hygiene. Let's travel together.
Hey, look, we couldn't do any worse.
I'm not so sure about that.
We don't have time to try.
Okay, but just until...
Just till Paris.
Okay.
All right. Hey, if any more strong language, like jerk, and I'm out of here.
I'll try to control myself.
Thank you.
Let's go. Mike, what are you looking at? That money is for the needy.
Uh-huh.
Look, either we get the money for a place to stay, or we get arrested if we get a place to stay.
Plus, you can take care of that hygiene problem. We can't lose.
Come on.
All right, where were we in our Paris by postcard tour? Or do you want to play some more Mad Libs or what?
Jason, I say this with love and affection. Get out of here. I mean, see something, do something.
Honey, no, I'm not without you.
If you don't go soon, I'm going to rip my stitches out. You're making my recovery miserable.
I'm just trying to cheer you up. Look at this room. It's enough to depress anybody.
Oh! Jason, go. Walk along the Seine. Go see the Mona Lisa. You might even find Henri's. Please, I mean it.
Okay. All right.
Good.
I'll go. But I won't enjoy it.
So what are you thinking about?
Underwear.
Pardon me?
Well, I mean, our clothes are cleaner, but it would be nice to have a fresh pair. Never mind.
You're insane, aren't you?
What? Because I care about cleanliness? Because I worry about getting to Paris? Because I don't think it's funny thumbing for rides and crashing people's weddings and jumping into stupid fountains?
Whoa, come on. Don't start yelling and hopping all up and down.
Mike, you came to Europe expecting nothing. And so you're missing nothing. But I came with 58 places on my itinerary, and I'm not going to get to see a one.
Oh, well, for your information, I had lots planned here in Europe.
Like what? Hanging out at every topless beach?
Absolutely not. And have you heard me complain once that I missed that?
Oh, yes. Checking out all the sleazy discos in Spain?
Oh, all right. Well, then, what did you have planned that was so meaningful and important?
The gaudy cathedral, Castilian architecture, the chapel where my grandparents were married in Corbeil, the River Seine, the Louvre.
Ooh, big talk.
Big talk?
Hey, look. If I'm the one who's supposed to be so shallow and stupid, how come I can sit here and just appreciate being on this mountain under a beautiful sky and having a great picnic with a girl? I'm not concerned about my underwear at all.
Let me tell you, I could certainly use a fresh pair.
All right, fine. Maybe it's better we just don't talk.
This is a beautiful place, Mike.
Yeah.
Look, Mike! The first star! Make a wish.
Oh, are wishes on your itinerary?
Safer than Yves Le Concorde.
Yeah, well, how do you know for sure it's going to end up in Paris?
Guarantee.
Do we have to do this?
Look, for the kind of time and money we have, we've got to.
I just don't trust these cool hot air. I'm just talking about the balloon.
No, that's okay.
If the wind keeps blowing, then we might just catch a glimpse of that chapel in Corbeil.
Alone. Yeah, right.
What is this word? Pray in French.
Earth, death, us.
Oh!
Amy, wake up.
Mike, what are you doing? We have less than an hour to get to Paris. If we miss that flight, we're going to be stranded in Europe forever. It's Corbeil.
This is where your grandparents got married.
43 years ago.
Well, this is the first item on your itinerary, so relax, take your time, and enjoy it.
Okay, we got 45 minutes to hit the other 57.
I think we can do it.
Ah, bonjour, papa.
Jason, where have you been? You said you'd be back at 7, and it's 5 till.
Well, I thought you wanted me to get out.
Of course I said that. I didn't really think you'd go. You thought what? That you could leave me in this crummy room while you went out and had a wonderful time in Paris, the City of Lights?
Maggie.
You said you wouldn't have fun, you promised.
I found Henri.
What?
Yes. Exactly where we left it 22 years ago. I even ordered from the same menus printed on the wine bottle.
Oh, that figures. That just figures. You probably had a wonderful dinner and a wonderful champagne and witty conversation with exotic women. Just probably...
You remember Henri?
Ah, Madame Siver. In 20 years, you only look lovely.
Yeah, no, Henri.
Madame Siever, in 20 years you only look lovely. May I serve you now?
Oh, Jason, you are the sweetest, most thoughtful husband a woman could ever have.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years.
Jason Siever.
Mm-hmm.
Will you marry me?
I'm thinking about it.
Wow, Paris!
Well, I think we finally got out of Spain.
Whoa. Easy, Maurice. We don't want to hit this thing.
I dreamed I'd see Paris like this.
Hey, the River Seine. And the Notre Dame Cathedral.
And that's the Louvre and the Arc de Triomphe. Items 47, 48, and 49 on your itinerary, I believe.
Oh, could you put us down in that beautiful park?
Oui.
Okay, fine, could you put we down in that beautiful park?
Same guess.
Set it down easy, Maurice. Whoa.
Washing your not leave the basket and that's it. Have you said the waiter?
Well, that's the first French I've understood.
Wait, my knapsack! I never thought we'd do it.
No, I never doubted it for a second. Oh, listen, you got to catch that metro to De Gaulle Airport.
Not De Gaulle or Lee Airport.
Oh, no. I didn't screw this one up. I checked the ticket, see?
No, but my flight's leaving out of Orly, see?
Oh. Well, then I guess this is goodbye.
Look, I know this trip wasn't a pleasure for it,
no,
but
it
you go first.
Go ahead.
No, you first. This is harder than I expected. All of a sudden, I can't say goodbye.
Well, then don't. Just say oui.
That means yes, Mike.
I know, but the only other word in French I know is... Ah! That didn't seem appropriate.
Here. This is my address in California. You can read, can't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Believe it or not, this was...
Fun?
Yeah. I wasn't too horrible to be with, was I? I mean, I can be so rigid, but I am working on it.
Keep working on it. Well, I guess we gotta go.
I'm gonna miss you, Mike. And for what it's worth, you're not the screw-up that you think you are. And I mean that pretty much the way it sounds.
Hey, what's this picture?
That's the alley where that crazy Spanish guy was chasing me.
That is the men's room where I ducked in on the run.
Nice urinal.
Thank you.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, those are my mug shots.
You know, they usually don't let you keep those things.
Nice lighting.
Thank you.
Hey, who's the babe?
That is Amy Boudelaire. That's the girl that I met. Yeah, at first she was kind of a drag, but then later on she turned out to be kind of a drag.
This doesn't look like a very fun trip.
Look, Bennett, you do not go to Europe just to have fun. You go there to experience an older, richer culture.
Any more urinals? Hey, that must be Mom and Dad.
Well, listen, Ben, I really don't think I'm ready to hear about the trip yet, okay? I mean, they'll probably blame me for selling them the lousy tour. All right, if they ask, I'm not home.
Go on. I can handle Mom and Dad, trust
me. Okay,
thanks. Hey,
Ben! Hi.
Hey, how are
Ben. You? So, hey, you guys are home. Oh,
yeah. Good
how was your trip? You. I hope your pictures are better than Mike's.
Mike's home?
Mike who? Why are we wasting our time talking about somebody who's not even here? Let's see those darn pictures.
Well, sorry, Ben, no pictures, but I do have plenty of postcards.
Man, you guys saw a lot of neat stuff.
Not any of it.
Mommy!
Oh, my baby!
Thank God you're back. I wrote a check for the thingy I broke. Most of your children are here, I think. The only good thing about this week is Ed left 2 days ago. Oh, don't worry. I'll take a cab. See you, bye.
I think Grandma's had a tough week.
Hello?
It's worse than I thought, Ben. Mom and Dad have completely disappeared. At this rate, it looks like I may have to stay here a couple of weeks.
Dad, I think you better handle this one.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Jason finally gets the chance to speak up about his mother's new marriage. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin finds the courage to make a tough phone call, but is anyone listening?